Now joined by head coach Andrea Dabney of the Milan Wildcats. Got a lot of things to go over here. I got a couple of different pages going on my computer, so we'll flip back and forth from the district bracket next week. But we'll start here with a couple of games that the Wildcats had since we talked last, including a championship game win, a heck of a game. I got to give a tip of the hat to North Andrew. That is a high-quality basketball team that Milan is able to beat. Little come-from-behind effort on Saturday night over in King City, 64-61. Milan beat Scotland County last night, 73-35. So going with good momentum into postseason. Coach, congrats on the GRC title Saturday.
Well, thanks. It was a good game, and I think our kids played well, and it was just what we needed.
Well, in North Andrew, as I said, I tipped my hat to them at the end of the broadcast because I didn't realize that they were that good. You know, I thought they were maybe down from what they were a couple of years ago, and they probably are, but that's still a really high-quality basketball team.
Oh, yeah, I think they've improved as the season's gone on, and, you know, they've got some good guards that can put the basketball on the floor, and then they've got the big shot blocker there in the middle, and a great game plan, very well coached. They were very well prepared for us, and it was exactly the test that we needed. You know, we've either lost or we've won big, so we needed to have a win that we had to kind of grind out, and I thought our kids did a good job of persevering, and that's what we needed.
What were the things that you look back at the fourth quarter, especially early, Coach, that started to tip just ever so slightly before you got the lead there about halfway through the fourth quarter? But what were the things that you started to see that gave you some confidence and you know, where you say, I think our guys are starting to surge a little bit?
Well, I think, first of all, it started that we defended better, you know, and we got out into some passing lanes, and which is what we needed. We got an easy transition bucket there. But we also, we had some other kids that kind of stepped up and put the basketball on the floor and drew a couple fouls, which then pulled them out of the defense they were in. You know, Dominic coming in off the bench, he had 11 rebounds, and he had a lot of offensive rebounds. So I think that was a kind of a key there in that fourth quarter, just a little bit more energy at the defensive end and a little more tenacity on the offensive boards, and I think that was probably the difference there.
What were the things, was it kind of the guard play? And you know, the fact that I think you look at your team, and you know, I've been guilty of this 2 years in a row in broadcasting that game, the one in Bethany, where you look at it and you say, okay, Jaden Baker got some quickness and some shooting ability. I feel like he's going to be the number one threat for North Andrew, and he's a threat, but they have other guys on the floor who have scored more than Jaden the last two times you played him.
Right, and they're just, you know, when you zone trap as much as we do, sometimes that's going to give some other kids some opportunities, you know, and obviously we look to, okay, we're going to shade this way because this kid's a pretty good shooter or this kid's pretty good at putting the basketball on the floor. And, you know, sometimes you don't see the speed of other kids when your scouting is done on film a lot, you know, sometimes it's a little skewed. So I felt like for the most part, our kids had to adjust on the fly, and I think that's what we did a pretty good job of.
And, yeah, obviously, at the high school level, if you get a kid that can dunk, and you talked about the fact, too, that if we have a chance to get a dunk, because that just surges momentum, and that throwdown that Hunter had to make it a six-point game with about 3.5 minutes left to go, that was huge for momentum for your team.
Yeah, that was definitely a big play. The gym went crazy there, and our bench went crazy, and that kind of really got us going. Sometimes that's what we need. We need some big play that kind of gets our energy back up, and Hunter definitely did that. He'd been playing a pretty good court game. You know, that was one of the few games where he had a minute and a half span there where he picked up three quick fouls, so we had to pull him. And sometimes during the course of that time, whenever he's been in foul trouble, he's had a difficult time getting back into the flow of the game. And he sat on the bench for quite a while with those three fouls, but then when he came back in, he played better than he had before the three fouls. And that's a good thing for us to show that, you know, that he's matured some and is ready and focused and, you know, not hanging his head. He was ready to get back in there and make plays for his team. And, you know, he changes a lot at the top of that defense, that sometimes he's not picking up fouls or anything, or I mean picking up steals, but he's changing the angles of passes, which makes it more difficult on them, makes them scramble a little bit more. So that was a big game for Hunter, I felt like.
When I talked to you at halftime of the girls game on that live interview before your game, Coach, and we were talking about the gym and it being a brand new facility and King City doing a good job on hosting that, and yeah, you know, your first comment was, man, it's loud in here. And that was a loud gym. That had to be a fun gym to play in for the guys.
It was, and it was a good prep for the postseason, you know, because then you get into those games where your kids can't hear you out on the floor, and sometimes when it's really loud, sometimes that, you know, kids will play a little out of control. So I felt like it was a good, great environment. I thought King City did a really good job in hosting, and it was just a fun night overall.
Yeah, it's not a short trip from Island, too, and I got to give a little bit of a shout-out to the fans that made the trip over there. Obviously, it helps when you have both the girls and the guys playing, so you can make it a doubleheader and make it a day out of it. But that's not a short trip from Island over to King City, and those far sidelines, they were packed with green and gold.
Oh, yeah. We've had a great following all year. We've even had people that traveled to watch us play down at Springfield and spent the weekend with us down there. And, you know, that's a tribute to, you know, how tight our community is and how much these kids mean to some people in our community. So we appreciate the support, and we just hope that we can continue to give them good games to watch.
You know, it's been now a few years, and I've had this discussion with the Trenton Bulldogs side of things as far as, you know, getting into the GRC and playing for conference championships, and it kind of feels like you understand more, you know, what that means when there's 16 teams and you're able to win it. But your boy is able to repeat this year in a 16-team conference. That is a big deal.
It is. I think it speaks volumes for the consistency that this group of kids have had. You know, they've for the most part taken care of business. It's tough to win, and it's tough to be on the top and have, you know, other people are coming out ready to play, and they want to knock you off when you win that many games in a row. So I think it really shows how consistent we've been throughout the course of time here in the last couple of years, which is a good thing. It makes it easy to kind of know, you know, this is what you're going to get. So our kids have done a good job with that, and let's just hope that it continues here in this district tournament here next week.
Especially when you got seniors, Coach, and they want to get back to the point where, you know, their season ended last year, and they want to make amends for that. So they're really excited for districts, and it's been right around the corner for a while. Do you get the sense that, you know, yeah, they want to go out, they want to win, they want to savor every opportunity, especially your seniors, but they've had an eye on districts, and they're getting ready to turn it up next week?
I think so, and I think when you get to that level and have as few losses as what we've had in the last couple of years, it's really tough for them not to keep their eye on that postseason, you know, and you try to just continue to get better each time you step on the floor. And, you know, I know that that's something that they've been looking forward to and, you know, kind of had their eye on, but they've done a pretty good job of staying, you know, staying the course and working on the things that we need to. But, you know, we're constantly stressing the things at practice that we need to improve on to get to that next level. And now it's here. So now it's time for us to take those things that we've learned in the last couple of years and get to that point. And it's just a fine line. You hope that they're not, you know, that if some things don't go our way, we hope we don't get too tight and play not to lose. We have to remember to play to win. But at this time of year, that's what the bottom line is. Doesn't matter if you win by one or 20. You've got to win at this point.
Milan, number one seed for districts. You play Schuyler County at Schuyler, and I know it's a 1-8 game, but I say this all the time. We've discussed this all the time, Coach. When you're the number one seed, you just don't want to give that 8 seed any sort of hope early that, hey, you know, we can play with this team. And, you know, the longer Schuyler stays in that game, the more it makes Milan players, fans, coaches nervous. So you want to come out and have a good first quarter and show why you're a one seed on Tuesday.
Exactly. That's what you want to, you know, we want to get in there and we want to play hard and play to our ability and try to take care of business there. You know, Schuyler's a, you know, a young team that has struggled some this year, but you can't take those things for granted, you know. Bottom line is it doesn't matter how pretty things look at this time of year, the ball has to go in the basket for you to win. So we need to make sure that we're ready to take good angles defensively and take this opponent as seriously as we would any other opponent. So we'll definitely, I don't think our kids will be ready to overlook anyone. I think they're just ready to put good performances together and build on those.
That game will be 4:30 on Tuesday. It looks like we're going to be covering Trenton High School Monday and Tuesday, but what happens on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? That's, you know, I like this time of year, but we'll see what happens with that. if you win, you take care of your business, Coach. I joked with you. I said, you've been in about 4 or 5 tournaments this year, and it seems like Putnam County sitting there in the semifinals every tournament, and that's a possibility. You might see the Midgets again next week.
Yeah, they're a 4 seed playing Knox County in the first round, and should be a pretty good ball game there. And both teams are pretty athletic and play good defense. It'll be interesting to see how that game turns out. You know, we've seems like every year this happens to us. We end up having to play Putnam to get to that next level. So You know, we'll just kind of wait and see what happens and prepare for that if it does. And I know they're both really athletic teams. We're going to have to be ready regardless. Each opponent is a worthy opponent, and we're going to have to be ready to play, that's for sure.
On the bottom half of the bracket, you got a 14-6 West Strand team, the 2 seed, 14-9 Salisbury, the 3 seed. So just overall, the depth of the district, Coach, and you know, in looking at West Strand and Salisbury, you know, potentially who you might see if you happen to make it to Saturday. How good are West Strand and Salisbury when you look at that bottom half of the bracket?
Both are pretty good. I had the opportunity last week to watch both of them live, which is always better than just watching teams on film. But Salisbury had a key injury, I think, a couple weeks ago to one of their starters. So they were down a little bit, but they've had enough time to kind of work through that. And they've got a pretty good guard that can put some points on the board, and then they've got a post player. And West Strand is loaded from top to bottom. They've got a lot of size. They've got a lot of speed. They've got a lot of depth. Mix their defenses up. Both teams mix their defenses up and play real well and can get up and down the floor. And they've played a tough schedule, and they've hung with some really good teams. You know, they're playing those K-Rows and New Franklins and teams like that. So we're going to have to make sure that we're prepared for each situation, and hopefully we can get to the point where we can face one of those two teams.
Here are the game times for the Cats next week. Tuesday, 4:30 against Schuyler County. If they win, it would be Thursday, the 27th at 5:45. Championship game over at Schuyler is Saturday, February 29th at 3:30 in the afternoon. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.